think Joshua had something to say there.
Oh, just you're talking about the blowhard guy, an example. When you're taking the glory, there's no space for anybody to give it to you because you've already taken it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can't really say you, Bill and Rebecca wrote a book, right? Let's think you think that's the best book that ever written, and you come tell everybody what a great book it is and what a great writer you are, then even if we read it and thought you were a great writer, it's we think, well, he's already grabbed all the glory for it. He doesn't need a pat on the back. So you don't get the positive feedback even if your work was really good. It's interesting. Well, that's interesting about your story there, Phil. That, you notice when Jesus walked on the water, he didn't say, "Hey, I'm walking on the water, everybody look." He just said, he just walked on the water. And like it was just cool and natural thing to do. The scriptures, the New Testament is a really great example of one man that has lived, that give glory to God in every instance. There was no instance where he took glory to himself. It's interesting that when he visited his hometown and he was stood before them, he says, "I know what you're going to ask. You're going to want me to do miracles like I did in other towns. And you're going to ask me, you're going to say, 'Physician, heal thyself.'" Now, why would he say that to them? Is it possible that Jesus had something physically wrong with him that he could not heal himself? I always wondered about that particular scripture. Because if he did have something wrong with him and he never did anything for self, he would not have healed himself. Somebody else would have had to assisted him if there's anything that was physically wrong with him. So I've always wondered about that scripture. It's kind of a mysterious one. Why he would have quoted that phrase, "Physician, heal thyself." Why would Jesus have to heal himself? But the physician, the spiritual physician, cannot heal himself. He can take care of his body. And speaking of the body, Phil said something interesting, that when there's a miracle happens, there's a lot going on that we don't understand, the technology that goes on behind it. And if you don't understand it, then you're not responsible for it. The same thing with our bodies. Look at all the great things that's going on in our bodies. Every cell of our bodies has tremendous intelligence operating within it. And every combination of cells, just look at everything your liver does, your kidney, and your heart is just an amazing instrument that just pumps that blood for 24 hours a day, never rests. How does it do that? It doesn't do it because of any intelligence we have, anything we are consciously doing. It's all happening through miraculous means that's beyond our ability to completely understand. So we can't really take glory for anything going on in our body. All we can do is just give our body the good nutrients it needs so it can take care of itself. So yeah, you can't, people can't take glory to themselves. And it's interesting that even Jehovah, as advanced being as he is, because people think if you're a very advanced being, you don't care who gets the glory or whatever, but he did. He cared about getting the glory because it was a principle, not only for himself, but for Moses. And he needed to teach Moses the principle of glory, because violating the principle of glory puts the disciple in danger of taking the dark path. You have two paths you can take, the path of darkness and the path of light. And when you take the wrong path, your soul will come to you and try to guide you back. And with most people, they go through a number of lifetimes making a lot of mistakes, and they go through enough pain that eventually they think, well, maybe I better retrace some steps. And they go back, and then they enter back into the correct path. But there's a handful of people that on the dark path, they resist, and they want to take glory unto themselves. And they keep taking glory into themselves as much as they can and doing things on the path of selfishness. And even though they go through all kinds of pain and discomfort, they continue because they're bent on thinking that that is where the greatest fulfillment and pleasure is in seeking glory and pleasure and everything just for self. But fortunately, most people enter enough pain following that path that they retrace their steps and get back on the path of light. But there's a handful that continue. In the scriptures, these are called the sons of perdition. Others, they're called, in esoteric writings, they're called the dark brotherhood. And these people are bent on following the path of selfishness. And there's not very many that enter into this dark path. They cannot enter into this dark path until they reach the third initiation. The first initiation is where the person gets control over his physical passions. And the second initiation is where you get control over your emotional body. But the third initiation, you're not trusted by the powers of be until you get to the third initiation. Because there's a lot of good religious people that are in the first and even second. But the third initiation is where you overcome illusion. You never completely overcome it, but you overcome it so you're not tricked into following the dark path because of illusion. Does anyone know what illusion is, as described by the esoteric writings? What does it mean to be caught up in an illusion? Hitler was caught up in illusion. He was actually an initiate. He had got control over his physical nature. He was even a vegetarian. He was highly controlled over his emotions. But then he got trapped in an illusion. What was Hitler's illusion?
His race was better.
Right. It was a round race. He thought there was a big difference in the value of the different races. Where in the true reality, we all have the same value in the eyes of God. Okay, we're all brothers and sisters in the eyes of God. But Hitler was under the illusion that that was not true. He thought the Jews were the spawn of Satan himself and that they need to be completely eliminated. But also proves Hitler wrong right there. Look at the guy, just a sweet little guy.
You don't really know me.
So it's corrupt thinking.
If he didn't know Nassif, he would have probably got straightened out right there. But anyway, he was under the illusion that some races were of more value than other races. Some colors were of more value than other colors. And so he got caught up in this illusion. And he thought he was doing right. But this is the problem with illusion, is when you get caught up in an illusion, you can have the best of intentions, wind up doing the wrong and harmful actions if you're caught up in an illusion. And so Hitler was caught up in that illusion, and that caused him to start a war that killed millions of people, caused a lot of grief for a lot of humanity. And this still happens today. I mean, look at the Taliban. Taliban, in their hearts, they're doing the right thing, you know, but they're caught up. There may be second-degree initiates among the Taliban, but somebody there is caught up in illusion. The women are inferior, That's an illusionary teaching. And the women need to be controlled and not educated and different. They have all kinds of illusions in their teachings. But this happens other places. Even these people from Islam cut off somebody's head, they think that is a righteous thing to do, to make a statement. So it's interesting how people caught up in illusion can be thinking that they are supporting the righteous path. And it all comes down to the principle of glory, is they may be that everybody gets caught up in illusions sometime along the path, but we work our way out of it. We work our way out of it if we are not too centered on taking glory to ourselves. And those are the ones that don't make it, are the ones that will insist on taking glory to themselves.